the second book sometimes can be, you know, you've spent your whole life writing the first one, yeah. and then the second one comes along, it's like, oh.
It was a difficult book to write, but I think that's because of the topic I'm trying to talk about and think about. I think I took a long time to find the right way to tell the story. So the way the story's structured, eventually you get to the event that has caused Sophie, the main character, so much distress. But for a long time I had the event much earlier in the book, and then it actually was quite distancing from her, and I wasn't building up to it in the right way. So I think it works better this way around.
So the conceit of the book is that Sophie, the narrator, protagonist, is being made to write a diary by a mm-hmm. therapist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's suggested after some unsuccessful therapy, it's suggested that maybe she would, because she won't really speak and doesn't really want to talk about what's happened, that maybe if she were to start writing down some of her memories of her sister, that might help her at least address what has happened to her, because basically at the beginning of the book, Sophie just wants to be fine and to move on and to forget anything that's happened to her at all. But it's really just a manifestation of how distressed she is. So she just is stuck, totally stuck at the beginning. And so for her, writing is something that does help her move forward. Like with me, I guess, I realized afterwards, I was like, oh, there you go. It's all about how important writing is for this particular teenager, how it helps her find her voice.
Because she's 16,
mm-hmm.
Which is not an easy age for anyone.
No. I'm interested in that age, particularly in the first book I wrote, that I have a character of a similar age. And I think if something happens to you at that age, the way you deal with it, the way you move forward or process or handle or react to something big
or don't things.
Make you become the adult you're going to be. So I think if Sophie had stayed in the book the same as she was at the beginning of the book, she would never, as an adult, be the full person she could be, because she's so refusing, so stuck and refusing to look at what she really needs to look at, which is that she is traumatized and that it's normal to be traumatized. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to have panic attacks. It's okay to be in this state of distress. And I think she would understand if any of her friends had gone through it, that they would be distressed. But because she's 16, her friends sort of gave her the fall term to recover, and now it's the new year. They just sort of, they all want it to move on, and they want to get on with their lives and go to parties and see boys and not have to deal with the fact that Sophie's so emotional. So partly she just wants to be like everyone else. She wants to just get on with her life, be normal, not have to. And then she realizes as the book goes on that other of her friends are also dealing with stuff that's going on in their own lives, and this idea that life is easy and simple and normal and that's, it's all fine, is not a very realistic interpretation of how things are. So she becomes more adult, and in doing so becomes, I think, the adult that she could be. And I think if she hadn't faced up to what happened to her that summer, I think she could have become a very different type of adult, someone who was unable to know herself or accept herself the way she was. So that's sort of why I'm interested in writing about that age, if that makes sense.
She's also dealing with not just her own grief, but her mother's grief, which mm-hmm. is oppressive. Is that
mm-hmm.
fair?
Mm-hmm. Her mum is, of course, devastated and not handling it well. And I think, I suppose, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong about this, but any teenager, I think, feels like there should be a rule book for how one should deal with terrible events. So if your parents divorce, I think you feel like, or they should be handling it better. Or if you lose a sibling, you feel like, well, my parents should be doing it better. They should know how to deal with this. And it's partly what's quite difficult, I think, about growing up, is understanding that there is no rule book for any of us how to deal with any of this stuff, and you actually just have to make it up as you go along. And it's okay to flounder, and it's okay to be distressed or make mistakes. And so she has to sort of forgive her mom along the way for not being perfect, for not handling it in a way that was the way Sophie would have liked it to be handled, but for handling it in a more real way.
Is it because you're a writer that you chose words as her sort of way out of the darkness?
I think so. I think, yeah, if I look at it now, I didn't think about it like that when I was writing it. But for me, I guess writing is the tool I use to understand my world. And so for Sophie, the diary, but also the poems, she starts writing with Rosalie and seeing that she is quite good at it and has a voice of her own and, you know, good at it in a 16-year-old starting out way, that she has something to say, makes her realize she has things she needs to say.
The book is The Worst Thing She Ever Did. I've been speaking with the author, Alice Kuypers, and The Worst Thing She Ever Did, published by HarperCollins.